WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
All right, good morning, 7:34, Brock Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's. Oh, God. He was licking the mic. So we got a guest in the studio here. How you doing over there? Can we pop her on for a second?
Yeah, let's put her on. Let's creep her out on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. So Brock licking the mic like he just saw. Don't be too freaked out about it.
Okay.
He's a normal
daily occurrence.
He's a strange individual.
Shut up.
But
trying to be romantic. I want to kiss you all over.
So do you have plans for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
No.
None?
Yeah. None, really. I mean, you know, when you have kids and you're just kind of hanging out at home.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hanging out with kids.
I think Valentine's Day is for the younger people.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's for young relationships, younger couples.
It's cute.
Yeah, it is. It's you know, because it's that whole, you know, it's, and at a point,
love.
not saying that, you know, you and your significant other don't love each other.
Right.
But, you know, you kind of been through it.
That's true.
You know, and at this point, if Kiki spent a lot of money on me on Valentine's Day, I'd be like, what'd you do?
Yeah, what's going on?
What'd you break?
We didn't talk about this.
Hey, now, what's going on?
All right.
Yeah, I think, you know, but still. Not saying you shouldn't do something nice for your significant other on Valentine's Day. Believe it or not, today is a very special day for me as well. On this day, 3 years ago, moved up to Michigan.
Oh, nice.
Yep,
yeah, we moved up. Kiki and I moved up here on February 14th, Valentine's Day. It was snowing, and she was wondering why the hell we were moving up to a place where it was snowing in February. Didn't get that
tundra?
Down in Missouri. Yeah, into the tundra, the frozen tundra. So that was my gift to her 3 years ago.
Yeah. Well, it's been a good 3 years, man.
I cannot believe it's been 3 years.
All right,
unbelievable.
Now get the hell out.
That's enough.
That's enough out of you.
You get.
Right. So you get 3 years, bro.
We want to talk about Valentine's Day today. So we put on Facebook, what was the worst Valentine's Day gift you ever got? Comment on there or give us a call, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Right now, though, I'm going to do some Roses Are Red poems, if I could, please.
Okay.
Roses are red.
Girl, here we go.
Violets are blue.
Yeah.
Rhyming is hard, like I am for you.
Come on, you cheese ball. You got another one?
Roses are red. Violets are blue.
Yeah.
Pornhub is down. Your Facebook will do.
Jeez.
Here, I got one more. I got one real quick for the Star Wars fans out
there.
Let it ride. Roses are red. Yoda is green.
Yeah.
My lightsaber needs two hands. If you know what I mean.
That's a lonely person on Valentine's Day.
I wish it was two hands.
Oh. Well, you got small hands. You got small hands.
Hey, you shut up. Still only use half of one, God's sakes. I will be back with more Valentine's Day stuff.
That's sad.
The plan B.
All righty. Good morning. 7:48, Brock Hunter.
Hey. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, buddy. Did you get me anything?
I did.
Yeah?
I did. I can't say it over the radio, though.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
Obviously, Valentine's Day, people are out there celebrating,
mm-hmm.
feeling in love.
Mm-hmm.
It's a day of love and whatnot, and candy hearts and chocolates and roses and
doing it.
Laundry and doing it. I got some more roses are red things.
Do you?
Yeah, you want me to do some more?
Yeah. Get a couple more out there.
I can't say that one. It's got naughty words in
What's the Arnold one? Can I do that one in the Arnold voice?
Can you read it?
I get terribly. Roses are red, violets are blue. Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Yes, I love it. Fantastic. Love it. That's your gift to everyone right there.
That is my gift.
Let's see. Roses are red, violets are fine. I'll be the six if you'll be the nine.
Ah! Giggity, 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 goo. All right.
I wish I would have known that when I was a single dad.
Yeah.
I would have used that at every single.
You'd have been slaying it.
Roses are red, lemons are sour. Open your legs and give me an hour.
Wow.
An hour? Come on.
An hour? You better have a serious jawline.
I'm trying to think of what rhymes with minute. Lemons are
minute.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Finite.
What?
Open your legs and give me a minute.
That's all you need.
That's all I need. Come on, an hour. Let's be realistic.
Yeah.
Come on, fellas.
Who's doing it for an hour? Can we ask that question? What are you doing for that hour?
Yeah, even on Valentine's Day, I don't think my wife would want it for an hour.
Must be taking some serious,
stuff to do.
Stamina pills or something.
I'd be exhausted. No one wants
an hour?
Yeah.
I don't even work out for an hour. I don't even work out at all, but, if I were to work out.
But if I were, I wouldn't do it for an hour.
You know?
It's ridiculous. Facebook, we did post, what's the worst Valentine's Day gift you ever received? Chris Harry said, gotta have a Valentine to get a gift first. Oh,
sad.
Oh, that's sad.
Sad Chris Harry.
So sad.
It's like sad Billy.
Let's see. Robert got a breakup.
You got a breakup? I have a story.
Yeah, you got a story?
Yeah, fifth grade, man. They used to call me Sweatpants Boy because my mom just bought me a bunch of sweatpants suits. So for Valentine's Day, I had a crush. Her name was Ashley.
Ashley.
And I got her one of those nice heart boxes.
Yeah.
Full of candy.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Even wrote her a personal note.
Very nice of you.
I even wore my red sweatpants to match Valentine's Day. Or my red sweatsuit, I should say. Well, those things have drawstrings on them, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't tie it that day.
Yeah.
So I was handing Ashley my heart-shaped box. And my buddy thought it'd be funny to pants me at the same time. So I'm like, happy Valentine's Day. Woof. Wiener out, dude. And it was fifth grade. It was nothing to be proud of. And she immediately looks down.
Ah!
Oh, dude, I turned redder than my sweatpants.
That is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
What buddy was it?
Actually, it was Max.
Was it really?
Max?
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Max, you're the best.
Boom. I mean, dude.
Max, you're the best.
We're talking right to the ankles.
Just right to the
I mean, I struggled to get him up.
You can't recover from that. Yeah. Were you not wearing underwear?
I was.
Did he get the underwear too?
He got the undies.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart. That's why.
And you know what's funny? They were whitey-tighties too. Those are hard to get down.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that bony little ass of yours, that just slides right up.
Yeah, that's true.
Max, you're the real hero.
Yeah.
You're the real hero here in this scenario.
Ashley just never talked to me after that day. Sad day, bro. I still think about it. This day is horrible for me.
Just sit in the shower and cry every Valentine's Day. No! Why?
Hey, Alexa. X.
Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day. Mwah. Mwah.
Don't get me sick.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to give you mono, buddy.
Yeah?
You ever had mono?
No, I had strep throat, though.
Yeah?
And it was terrible. It's terrible.
I don't think it's the same thing.
It's not, is it?
No.
No, it's not.
No.
Strep throat is probably just as bad, though, isn't it? No.
No, I think mono's worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Good old mono.
Oh.
And we always thought that whoever had mono in school was just a slut. Your Becky's got mono with a slut.
Who's she been with?
Just kissing all those guys the next school over.
You know, I just thought of this, man. Another Valentine's Day. Let's move ahead 2 years. Seventh grade.
If this tops being pantsed.
I don't. It doesn't top that.
All right.
But I had a girlfriend at the time. Yeah. Her name was Margaret.
And she called that rag?
I wanted to kiss her so bad on Valentine's Day.
I want to kiss you all over.
And you know why we didn't?
And over and again. Why?
Because we both had braces. And we were terrified that our faces were going to get connected. And we couldn't get them out, undone. So, I think I kissed her on the cheek. She was, real careful about it, too, Don't you try to sneak one on the lip.
She just didn't like you. That's all.
Yeah, probably. I probably stunk. Yeah. You know?
This guy wears sweatpants every day.
I hit puberty early, too, so I was probably all pimply-faced.
Can I kiss you on the lip? I got braces. Yeah, this is Valentine's Day.
You never had braces, did you?
Never had braces.
Yeah, man. You're fortunate.
No.
You know?
I didn't wear sweatpants in public every day.
God. Can I just go back and kick my own ass? Sweatpants boy with braces. Jeez.
I don't know why he's not getting any dates.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
You know, I think I wore Velcro shoes, too, just to add to the mix. Why not? You know?
Boy, I'm really... How'd you get married, for God's sakes?
I wore a helmet for 3 years.
Just always ready to ride a bike.
I like potatoes.
Oh, my God. I wish I would have known you. I wish I would have known you.
Here, honey, we're gonna take you to the classroom with no windows.
You just sit there, right. Look at the wall for a while. I got some more roses are red.
Oh, go ahead.
You want another one?
Yeah, I like them.
All right. Roses are red, violets are blue. My knickers get wet just thinking of you. Good God. I like that one. Wait, hold on. We're getting a phone call. Let's take a phone call real quick. Maybe someone's got some Valentine's Day stuff for us. Yeah. And by the way, if anybody has any funny stories of Hunter when he was a young boy, I want to hear those, especially on Valentine's. That's your gift to me.
Brock?
Yes. Boss man Bill, what's Hunter? Up? What's up, Bill?
Happy Valentine's Day, boys.
Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah, did you get us anything?
I know you've been doing the roses are red. I have one for you.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I can't believe my job is to work with you.
I can't tell if that's sweet or not. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
Does he mean like I can't believe it? It's so great, or can't believe it?
Yeah,
not great.
Not. I'm going to tell myself it's the great one. So. Well, it's always a pleasure. Thanks, Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
Hugs and kisses.
Mwah, mwah, mwah. I think he meant it the other way.
Bill.
He's just playing coy with us. He's playing hard to get.
He is. Should we have gotten our boss something for Valentine's Day?
Oh, you didn't get him anything? I did.
Did you?
Got him a dozen roses. Yeah,
what a kiss ass. You know, you're a kiss ass.
I got him a dozen roses.
What are you trying to get a raise?
Yeah.
Maybe I should have gotten him something.
I did that, and some provocative pictures.
Yeah,
pretty sure there's gonna be an HR meeting later. I got a perfect roses are red thing to end on for Valentine's Day.
Here we go.
I wish I had some like romantic music. Do we have any romantic music?
I don't think so. I think the only thing you got in there is porno music.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that can be romantic at the right time. So we'll end this. This is the perfect way to wrap up our Valentine's Day discussion. Roses are red. True love is rare.
Mm, yeah. Okay.
Booty, 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 booty rocking everywhere.
Booty, 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 booty rocking everywhere.
Happy Valentine's Day. Rock 10.